The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. Every Saturday morning at 8:39 on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector.
And that's a friendly voice we've been missing the last couple of weeks here.
I hate
He's
it.
Back.
But
he's glad to be back.
Oh, yeah. And I wouldn't recommend being breakthrough.
Yeah.
He's punching along.
He's had a little rough time, but he's in here today. He's been looking forward to getting back. So we're
getting tired of the hospital visits.
Yeah. Well, Rhonda's food is way better than hospital food, I'm sure. Anyway.
You got that right.
Yeah.
And puree and chopped up. It wasn't even if
baby food. Yum.
If something good, it wasn't no good.
Well, we're glad to have you here. I had a couple guests, and we did a little road trip last week to Waterford, and while you weren't here, but we're very happy to see you here today.
I know you told me not to come.
Well, I knew you'd be disappointed if you came to a golf course, couldn't play.
I still got a set of golf clubs. I
should have had you play for me last week. We might could have won some, but I could not putt. I did not make one putt. I've never played in a Captain's Choice tournament where I had the team, we were going to win, and it just didn't happen. But we came in like sixth or seventh out of 31 teams, which is, people would say that's great, but
not for y'all.
And when you got it, if you ain't first, you last. So, but we had a good time. But it just sometimes when you play those things, when you're putting early, and it just don't go in. And we had a lot of putts lip out and go right through the hole and stop. It just, sometimes it just ain't there. So, time to grab a few refreshments and just enjoy the company.
I'm trying to think of the gentleman's name of the, where you used to work.
Oh, Gerald Downs, Carolina Downs out
no,
there?
No, not Gerald.
Hmm.
The golf pro.
Oh, Bud Welch.
I had this is from Bud. He told me the hardest thing to do on a golf course, but
yeah, it is. I mean, people love to go out there and hit drivers and all that stuff.
Exactly, hit the ball 300 yards. I keep putting.
Comes down to that, putting the ball in the hole. That's what it's all about. So,
and he couldn't. I mean, he was made the pro tour if he could putt.
Well, if y'all gonna play golf today, I hope you get on out there now because it's gonna be warm. We're actually heading into summer. Summer is here.
It'd be 90 degrees.
We talked about summer solstice was yesterday. That means the longest daylight of the year. So I've seen that because I went to pick Lillian up a week ago, like my granddaughter. I left the house at 5:45. That was already already dreading getting up, going, I got to drive in the dark, and it's already light. Talk about it lasted till after 9 last night. So we'll slowly start, the light slowly starts getting
shorter,
quicker. So
shorter after yesterday.
The summer temperatures are here, so the rain's gone. We had all this rain. Everything looks beautiful and green, and now we're heading into what we usually get, summertime, hot. No rain really scheduled. We have some.
I'm thinking some towards the end of the week.
You can always say we got a chance of rain now to Labor Day, basically with thunderstorms and stuff. But
I'm just counting the days down to fall.
Yeah.
And I don't do well with the heat.
Yeah, my guys at work were like, "Oh man, the heat's coming." I said, "Well, just bring it on. Let's get it out of here. It ain't gonna be for so many days it gets that hot." So I saw last year we only had one day in the hundreds. And then before, it was like a couple of years before that, we had two, and then multiple days was back in 2015. So we don't really get a lot of 100-degree days, but we could this
15,
week.
15, so. The whole month of August is in the hundreds.
Yeah. Well, that, a couple of years ago, we had that in October, I remember. Uh-huh. It was just really crazy. Like, we've never had temperatures like that. That's at the end of girls' golf season. Usually, we start in August. It's miserable. And by the time we're getting done, it's usually nice. But yeah, we got a whole week of hot. So,
how are you?
Clean your filters and your air condition.
Your granddaughter plays this week?
She played this past week, yeah. She went to Columbia. Okay. She played at Lancaster Monday, and then she went to Columbia Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I took her Tuesday, and her mom took her Wednesday, and me and my wife took her, Teresa took her Thursday. So she did okay. She did. Had 80 girls down there, and there were some real players. It was a CGA, which is both Carolinas. But North Carolina had some really good golfers. They had the top 11 out of 80 were all from North Carolina.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah, so you got a lot of them near Pinehurst. And one girl that was winning, she'd end up coming in third. She's 14 years old. I mean, a lot of these girls are young. Skinny as a rail and just knocking the crap out of the ball. Like, you wouldn't believe it.
Driving is the name of the game.
Chipping and putting and all that fun stuff. So, golf courses are looking good. Last week, Waterford looked really good. Everything just so green. And I think everybody, they're able to get everything cut now. So, there for a while, they were struggling trying to mow grass. And I know a lot of my buddies in the lawn care industry were out there, you know, trying to just cut when they could, doing a lot of Saturday cutting. So, the grass will slow down a little bit now. So,
a lot of them are cutting while it's wet.
Yeah. They really ain't got no choice.
They come back to home today.
Yeah. It is. Unfortunately, when you're in that business, you have to stay on a schedule. People get mad and start looking for other people if you can't keep up. So I don't miss that. I bet Tommy don't miss it either, really.
No, he still fights it because he's his mind.
Yeah, he's got a family business to do. All right, well, we're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
I said,
the boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
We are, boys are back in town. I'm in town, but all the time, but Steve's on the outskirts of.
You're the boy back in town.
You're not in the city, are you? You're not too far from it, though, right?
1 mile.
Quarter of a mile.
We'll go all the way.
Well, the school over there is in the city, obviously, and the Dutchman Creek is. It has to be in the city. So this comes in behind y'all somewhere.
Little Creeky.
Channing Park, my
bad. Channing Park's in the city.
Okay.
In
the county. Really?
Well, that
Steve lives near there. I'm not going to tell you exactly where he lives. I don't want y'all.
Tanner Commons.
I want y'all going over there. Your nursery was not in the city. Mm. No. But city, the lines are all kind of weird. Well, Carolina Fresh is not in the city.
Yeah, I thought you were.
But Walmart and all that down there is in the city.
One side of the road is, yeah. And the other side's not.
I thought they got you when they got Walmart.
Yeah.
That is kind of.
Wally World is, but ours is not, so.
We went through with, I guess, city staff and a couple of years ago, and I understand now why they're saying no to everything, to developing everything in the world.
Well, I mean, it just bound to grow, obviously. It grew. It's been growing and growing and growing.
They had stuff approved 5 years ago that's now coming to.
Yeah. Things. Takes a while.
They think they can control the growth, but they're not.
Yep.
I remember in the 90s, they said, we're ready. They weren't ready.
Yeah, well, nobody saw this growth here, so.
In 93, we had what I call the first order of the invasion.
Yeah. We went to dinner with some people last night, and we were talking about going up 21 to Fort Mill. That used to be the only way. It wasn't 77, and so I remember all that, and. Really hadn't been that long ago. And you look at Celanese, that's just a racetrack, basically. In front of my store, it's nice we have all that traffic, but it's kind of going too quick. At least we have that light down there. So
the only problem with your store is trying to turn left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just sit there sometimes. Then if I make it to the middle, I just sit there trying to work my way in. So
sit there and wait.
Yeah, so we were talking about one of our sponsors, Rustic Roots, and my buddy Justin Domer, Domer Dreamscapes. They had a fire last week, and it devastated their showroom, and they actually live in the back of that house. So they're without a place to stay for a little bit. Something got worked out now, but if you want to go on Carolina Fresh Farms Facebook, we have a scan code on there. You can go on there and donate. They need all kind of things. His wife's 7 months pregnant, and they have two daughters. I think one's about 10 and one's about 4. So they have needs, and the community's already just come out and been showing their love like Rock Hill people do, you know. So he's a good guy, and he's done a lot of good things for a lot of people. Works hard, and it will not stop him, you know. I asked him, is there anything I could get him? He's like, well, just keep getting me the products that I need to do my job. So, you know, he's just head down and moving on. So fire's devastating. I've always been worried about that. It's just, I mean, you think about all the material things, but then there's just priceless things, pictures and stuff that you lose that you just can't get back. I mean, ain't no amount of money brings something like that back, really. So
nope.
The good thing is they're all safe. So they were.
Yeah, that's the best.
They all got out safe and they're all good. So
I didn't realize the youngest girl was that much younger than her sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a little bit of time. I may not be correct with the date. Oh,
a few years difference. Yeah. I think. Yeah. Six.
Yeah, but that's tough.
I didn't know if she was,
everybody's having fun in the summer, going to the pool and doing stuff like that, and then you have something like that reality.
I didn't realize she was expecting again. I hadn't talked to him.
Yeah. He's a hard worker, and that house was actually over 100 years old. He's sitting there for a long time right there, so it used to be farmland around there.
Yep.
No.
Carolina Fresh came in and messed it up.
Is that what we did? That's why he put us in a hole over there? Let you build here, but we have to go down in this hole.
No, actually, it was.
It wasn't Carolina Fresh. It was
ground level.
It was some other person did it.
And then when they widened the road, they put you in a hole.
Yeah. Big Hill. Rock Hill is what they say, so. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with Gardner's Bench.
Hey, Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I want to sit there in the sand.
Sit there in the sand.
Watch those golden sands go walking by. I know it isn't fair.
Somebody's thinking about the beach. I wonder who that would be. Who's thinking about the beach, I wonder?
Not me and you.
Steve.
Our producer, and sometimes co-host, is Matt's heading to the beach here in just a little bit. What's that address down there again?
Yeah, come on down.
2354 Fripp Island.
Yeah, it's right. It's in Millwood, right behind
behind LA Fitness.
I got a putting green in the back.
Come on out there. It's hot back there. we ain't got the breeze a beach has, but it's fine. So. Ron, did that remind you of Madeline's?
Oh, yeah.
My wife and her met each other, actually, before I even met Steve, at a Holiday Inn Carowinds. Had a little bar restaurant called Madeline's. They used to do dancing there. And
Friday and Saturday
Rhonda,
night.
Something else, boy. I don't know if Steve ever danced with her.
Shag Club was there.
I don't think you could keep up with Rhonda.
No.
I'd look up, she'd be over there, and then she'd be all across the floor.
Taking one hand and dancing too.
I didn't shag like she did.
I'm kind of embarrassed, I guess. I should have learned to shag. I can fake it pretty well, I guess. But
he told me he didn't dance organized.
Yeah, well, I'm not good with doing. I like freelancing dance, I guess. Whatever you
freestyle.
Freestyle. Yeah.
Steve's a freestyle dancer.
He's like me. He don't want to remember the steps. I just want to get out there. You just do this, the move that guys do, just back and forth.
Steve was thinking.
That's funny. Well, we're glad to have Steve back this week. He's been gone for about 3 weeks, I think. So he's
in the hospital 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's happy to be here.
Golly.
When was you here? Last year? I don't remember.
It's been a while.
Yeah, well, we had one show repeat, and then we hung in there till you got back. So glad to have you back this week. So tell me what goes on with plants when we're approaching 100 degrees. I mean, what should you do with?
Pray.
Yeah, just hang on. I'll tell you one thing. I've got a squash plant that the roots must not be deep in there, because every day that thing is just drooping like it's gone. And I go out there and water it. A couple hours later, it's back. But it must.
What it is.
Yeah. But it's got blooms and all. I don't want to give up on it. So just, I'm a big proponent of don't be over watering. But this week, you're going to have to do some watering. So whenever you can, whenever you got time, do it.
Well, Tommy's got a pretty big garden.
Yeah.
It's not the. What everybody's doing now, the
drip.
Well, raised beds.
Oh, raised bed. That's what a lot of mine are, technically.
This thing's 300 feet long and 80 feet wide. And he's got squash coming in, cucumbers coming out. And probably gonna have corn in about two to 3 weeks. He kind of planned it so when he hits
the
strip.
Oh, that's good. That's good to plan.
And it's coming up. They said the corn was up 7-8 feet.
Well, everybody's garden looks, I mean, this is probably one of the best years we've had with rain to get your garden moving.
The problem he's had is the rain's washed it.
Yeah.
They had to replant several things because it washed away.
Yeah.
But he said the beach, he got me, well, did it rain last night? I have no idea.
Yeah, well, it was raining a lot there for a while. Yeah.
I wind up at 2 o'clock in the morning and see if it's raining.
Yeah, I don't do that. We don't want you getting up in the middle of the night seeing if it's raining.
No. I don't have a good
track. You let Ryan to find out about it or leave the window open.
No.
The bad part about next week, we're talking about the heat, but there's no rain predicted until Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hot and dry.
So here's what happens here. If you're not from this area, we have clay soil. So the soil is either muddy or hard as a rock. And next week it's going to be hard as a rock. So you can take your basketball out there in your yard and dribble around. There's only one day of the year when the soil is perfect. But I'm still waiting to see it.
I'm going to say we say that.
We just don't have a lot of people from up north that is black, rich soil to go out there to shovel and just push it down in the ground. And it's so nice. You can just throw grass seed. You don't even aerate or do anything. They just throw grass seed on the soil and watch it come up. But that's not the way it is here. So
no.
Many years ago, I was up at a house in the summer. Topsoil went at least 30 feet.
Yeah.
It was still digging.
Isn't that crazy? That's awesome. So
rich, black, and of course stuff, but it was deep.
So right now we're basically ending our fescue sod, which we've already gone a little bit too far with it, but we had that rain, a little bit cooler temperatures. So it's really, that's something you don't want to be putting down right now is fescue seed or sod. So probably now till end of August would be the worst time to do that. So just got to wait till later on. And what about plant? You don't want to really plant plants right now either, man.
We plan to be around.
Yeah.
This is all I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Same thing with grass.
Yeah.
You were 2 weeks behind on grass.
Yeah. A
week or so ago.
Yeah, we're catching up now. So, but then now's a great time for the Bermuda, Zoysia, Centipede, St. Augustine. It's horrible for you having to put it down, but it's great for the grass because it roots like within a week.
Well, that was our problem, putting it down, because it's too hot. It's not too hot for the sod, it's too hot for us.
Well, it's actually in the rain. The rain's a great time to lay sod, but it's not great for people doing it either. So,
the best grass we ever sowed for seed was in Wood Forest back in the 80s. It was snowing.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
We put it down on Christmas Eve, it was snowing.
Yeah.
And it turned out great.
Yeah, nothing come up till like March, and it just busted out of the ground.
No, it came up January. Yeah. Got it warmed up.
Okay. That's good.
But that snow forage, or whatever you would call it, got on there and kept it nice and wet. And
a little nitrogen in the snow and all. And so it just
jumped up but a few days.
That's what we talk about. I mean, you can't substitute rain with your water at home. I mean, it just don't, it ain't the same thing. So
doesn't have the nutrients in it.
Yeah, but you have to do what you have to do. So you have to, you know, the city is a little bit different than Wells too. So it's,
you keep it alive, and I'm not sure about that.
Exactly.
Last part.
All right, we're going to take our last break, and we'll be right back to Gardener's Bench.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day's a lovely day.
It is, isn't it?
I'm telling you. You don't like the day, wait till tomorrow. It changes.
That's right, yeah.
It's a great thing about South Carolina.
Yeah, I love living in South Carolina. So,
well, I was
never gonna move out, probably.
When I was quote during my little stay, they asked one day, "Where would you prefer to live?" I said, "I'm there."
Exactly.
I'm halfway,
it's nice.
Halfway to the mountains, halfway to the beach. I've been best of both worlds.
I like it. Yeah, it's good. Good place. There's definitely worse places to be.
Now there's some political aspects around here that sometimes get on my nerves.
Well, that's another.
That's life.
That's not for the Gardener's Bench Show, but it's all right.
I didn't say it was.
There's worse places for that, too. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There he is.
Old Rock Hill. So, you taking Steve to breakfast this morning?
Don't know.
We'll see.
Well, no, till we get there. She pulls in, we go easy. She doesn't, we don't.
We'll see how he behaves.
That's retired life right there.
No, that's called let the boss drive.
Yeah, she's driving this horse. Well, good. So haven't had your irrigation on, you need to make sure it's on this week some. Water in the mornings. I went out there this morning and watered my garden. Try not to water as much at night as I did before, so it seems to be working a little bit better. So morning water's a lot better than the night. You don't want it to sit there with fungus on your plants or lawn or anything, so
that's kind of old
like
school
told me.
Now.
Yeah,
when it's this hot, it's viral cough.
Do not water when in the middle of the heat. That's not good to put water on there either. So
it's
that's
like when somebody I told used me you don't water at night and get their feet wet because it causes fungus.
There you go.
So you get the roots wet and they don't.
Exactly.
That could be true a few weeks ago with 90 plus.
And Zoysia, Bermuda grass, all that stuff needs nitrogen on there now. You can go ahead and fertilize. I know it sounds crazy when it's this hot, but I'm headed to do a yard today and put some more fertilizer on there and get that stuff growing. It only has a couple months to grow, so feed it, water it. You got the heat. It's all good. So I'm glad to have you back, Steve.
Good to be back, and we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina's most